But first, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Saturday the 9th of November. There are warnings of gales in Bailey and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midday. Atlantic low moving steadily north, expected just northwest of Iceland, 990 by midday tomorrow. New high expected white, 1029 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at 0, south at 0, east 40s. Southeasterly, veering southerly, 46, showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southerly or southeasterly, veering westerly later, 3 to 5, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Tyne, Dogger, southeast, veering southwest, 2 to 4, showers, rain later, moderate or good. Fisher, southeast, 4 to 5, decreasing 3, fair, moderate. German Bight, Humber, Thames. Southeast, veering west or southwest, 2 to 4, fair, moderate. Dover White, variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Portland Plymouth, variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, west 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Seoul. South or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, rain or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy Fastnet, Irish Sea. South, veering west or northwest, 2 to 4, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, south, veering northwest, 4 or 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, South Hebrides. Southeasterly, veering westerly, 4 to 6, rain or drizzle, then showers. Moderate or poor, becoming good. North Hebrides, Bailey. Southerly or southeasterly, veering westerly later, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 later in Bailey. Rain or drizzle, then squally showers. Poor, becoming moderate or good. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southeast, veering south or southwest, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Faroes. Occasional rain, squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And finally, southeast Iceland. Southeasterly 5 to 7, veering westerly or southwesterly, 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain with fog patches, then squally showers. Moderate, occasionally very poor, becoming good. And that's the end of the shipping forecast. Now, with the general weekend weather, here's Staff Dineos.
Thanks very much, Arlene. Good evening to you. Well, we're finally expected to see a slight change to the weather from Sunday as another area of high pressure slides in from the across the UK from the Atlantic, bringing a different air mass. And this will bring a lot more sunshine around. We should see that stagnant, cloudy air push away towards the near continent as we pick up more of a north-northwesterly wind. So with more sunshine around, it's going to feel a lot more pleasant by day, although it still remain on the cool side. And overnight, nights will look cold because of the clearer skies. We're likely to see some frost and some fog developing. A few showers are likely into next week as we see some move off the North Sea into eastern parts of the UK, but many places will hold on to the dry weather with the sunny spells continuing. So quite a different look to the weather as we head into next week. Now tonight, northern Scotland will see the best of any clear spells after seeing the best of the sunshine through today, but we'll see a few mist and fog patches developing. For the rest of the UK, it'll be mostly cloudy. Northern Ireland, northwest England, western Scotland and North Wales will see a few showers pushing in later in the night. Light winds for all, temperatures 5 to 9 degrees. Tomorrow then, for Remembrance Sunday, Scotland, Northern Ireland will have scattered showers pushing in from the west during the morning, and that will clear to brighter skies into the afternoon. For much of England and Wales, another mostly cloudy, gloomy day with a few showers, but skies may brighten up in the north later on. Temperatures will range 11 to 15 degrees.
At 7 o'clock this evening, one of the highest-ranking women in the Labour Party is the subject of tonight's profile. Yvette Cooper, Home Secretary, is the woman responsible for immigration security and policing in England and Wales. Profile talks to friends and political allies to understand the views and events that shaped this veteran Labour politician. But it's the politicians from the past that are causing a stir next week.
The Prime Minister was standing at the window.
Precipice by Robert Harris.
thinking of Venetia.
An obsessive affair fuels dangerous behaviour.
He showed her a telegram from the ambassador in Berlin and afterwards tore it up and scattered the pieces out of the car window.
A threat to national security, with the country on the brink of war.
The notion that anyone might discover he was sending her secret telegrams was unthinkable. He blew her the ghost of a kiss.
Precipice by Robert Harris on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. Next Monday to Friday night at 10:45.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Lisa Costello. Good evening.